You're listening to Consider This, episode 81, for June 30th, 2014.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, you may not believe this, but you're about to get some great conservative commentary in, would you believe, 10 minutes or less? I know, right? Who could have predicted that? Well, actually, I didn't predict it. I promised it. Who am I? I'm Doug Payton, and this is Consider This, the podcast that asks you to but don't just stop at considering. Let me know what you think by calling 267-CALL-CT0 or bopping on over to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com and register your complaint or agreement. That's CT as in camper truck. The top states for economic growth and what they have in common, shootings up in New York City, and being for the VA healthcare system before being against it. That's coming up. Wow, have I been delinquent in recognizing new likes of the Consider This Facebook page? So let me rectify that by welcoming Dave Hughes, Jeff Siricki, and Paul Cranford to the fold. Good choice, fellas. On the sidebar of the site is a link for a listener survey. I'd really like to know what types of folks listen to the podcast. So if you happen to be by the site, please take a minute or two to answer the 11 multiple choice questions. I'd really appreciate it. Sometimes people ask what the real difference is between Republicans and Democrats, and sometimes, for certain issues, I'm inclined to agree, not much. However, when it comes to promoting economic growth, there's certainly a trend that favors one over the other. It's been said that the states are the laboratories of American democracy. Though more and more autonomy has been taken from them by the federal government, there is still enough that one can look across the country from sea to shining sea and see what works and what doesn't. So, what has the government's Bureau of Economic Analysis told us about the year 2013? Here were the top 10 states in GDP growth. North Dakota, 9.7%. Wyoming, 7.6%. West Virginia, 5.1%, Oklahoma, 4.2%, Idaho, 4.1%, Colorado, 3.8%, Utah, 3.8%, Texas, 3.7%, South Dakota, 3.1%, and Nebraska, 3.0%. This was all while the national GDP growth was just 1.8%. Tom Bloomer, writing at the Newsbusters website, to which there is a link in the show notes for more information, noted that only Colorado and West Virginia could be considered something other than deep red states, and despite having several prominent Democrats in statewide and national office, they both arguably lean red. And let's not forget, as I covered back in February, that Wisconsin, under Republican Governor Scott Walker, went from running a deficit to a $1 billion surplus by cutting taxes. In all of this, you'd think that someone would have predicted such an economic outcome from these policies. Oh, wait, they did. And those people are called conservatives. So if you indeed see what works and what doesn't, and still ignore it, you might be a Democrat. For the month of May 2013, the number of shooting victims in New York City went up 43% versus May of last year. New Mayor Bill de Blasio is proud of this. Well, okay, not so much the statistic per se, but the fact that he's made the New York police force reactive instead of proactive. Sure, 129 people were shot last month, but hey, at least the gangbangers are free from having to be stopped and frisked. I mean, really. You have to have your priorities, people. Okay, here's the thing. If liberals like de Blasio think guns are the problem, why are they against getting them off the street? Now, I understand the personal liberty issues, and I think that they are worth serious consideration. But was any judgment ever passed on them in this case? Well, if not, the mayor is reaping what he's sown. Well, actually, the citizens of the Big Apple are the ones getting reaped. Look into those questions, but meanwhile, if you see what works and what doesn't and still ignore it, you might be a Democrat, and sure enough, that's what he is. Liberal columnist Ezra Klein, writing in the Washington Post, June of 2009.
If you ordered America's different health systems, worst functioning to best, it would look like this. Individual insurance market, employer-based insurance market, Medicare, Veterans Health Administration.
Yeah, he really said that. And it was obviously untrue back then, but that didn't stop his love of socialized medicine. Here he is again in 2011.
The thing about the Veterans Administration's healthcare system, it's socialized. Not single-payer, not heavily centralized, socialized. As in, it employs the doctors and nurses, owns the hospitals. And though I think there's some good reason to believe its spending growth is somewhat understated, it benefits heavily from medical trainees, for instance, accounting for that difference still means a remarkable recent performance.
He also calls the VA system, quote, the program that is one of the most remarkable success stories in American public policy, close quote. Of course, now everyone's saying that the system has been awful for decades, so you can't blame Obama for it. Well, while that's certainly true, you can blame liberal pundits who have been trying to suggest for years that the performance of the VA means that Obamacare ought to work. It seems like they'll say anything to get their policies enacted. Never mind reality. And they're making the same claim as a certain presidential candidate did 6 years ago or so. So in a sense, you can blame the president for foisting on us a system based on one that was and is a money pit and an abject failure, and which is utterly dishonest about those failures. They can, or should, be able to see what works and what doesn't, but I guess Obama is going with the idea that this time it's going to work. He must be... Yeah, sure enough. As I've said a number of times before, conservatives tend to look at history and experience to determine what works and what doesn't. That doesn't mean they never want to do things better. It's just that chucking things out the window, like sound fiscal policy, gun control that actually works, or one healthcare system to replace it with a clear failure, it just doesn't seem to make sense. Things can be modified, but ignoring entirely those things that work throws us into the world of chaos and unintended consequences. So, now it's your turn to sound off. What are your explanations for red state economics, New York City shootings, the VA healthcare debacle? If you think I'm going wrong, going right, or going nuts, let me know where to get help. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. Write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or stop by the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com for show notes, a transcript, and a place to discuss these and other issues. Let me know what you think, but don't forget to consider this.